Talk some footy because it is Thursday night action at Marvel Stadium tonight. The Western Bulldogs are hosting the Brisbane Lions. The Lions were very, very good last week against the Demons after being lackluster in round one. They've got to come to Marvel and beat the Dogs, who have been copping it left, right and centre. Wonder what that means for CEO Greg Swan. Wonder what he thinks about all that. From the Brisbane Lions, he joins us on the line. Swanny, good morning.
Morning, Half. How are you?
I'm very well. How do I find you? You're out walking the tan, are you, or something today?
About to.
That's a lie.
I just looked out the window. It just looked a bit damp, so I'm just waiting for the just to clear a little bit. So,
is there any truth to the rumour that you'll be getting to the golf course and practising your chipping today because of the magic that you created last week on the 18th hole when you tipped in from 30 metres to take the cash?
That actually did happen. Which, if you've seen my golf, that's a miracle in itself. But yeah, that actually happened. And, I might leave it at that, actually. I'm pretty no one got it on video, but that was a bit of fun last week. Yeah.
Chipped in for the cash on 18. That's a great moment. Yeah. They're the ones you dream about.
Pretty special at the Brisbane Golf Club. Yeah, it was pretty good.
They're pretty good. So, hey, your boys were pretty good last week against the Melbourne Football Club. Obviously, a disappointing showing in round one. Which one's the real Brisbane Lions?
Yeah, it's a good question because we'd had a fantastic pre-season and then off we went to Adelaide, and minute before half time, we're 3 goals in front, and then after that, I don't think we touched the ball almost in the second half. We got absolutely smashed. So, yeah, good recovery last week. Like to think that's the real Brisbane Lions, but we'll see what happens tonight. But yeah, we were good. We're very good until the lights went out, and hopefully we can reproduce that. Look, we know the Dogs. As Fake said, I think he's said yesterday in his presser that, we expect the best of the Dogs. You know, they're a bit like what's happened to them this week was a bit like what happened to us the week before, where everyone's been, attacking them and, saying they're no good. Like, you only got to look at their team. They've got stars on every line. So we expect their best, and so we'll have to be at our best to beat them.
Yeah, I reckon you're right. I reckon it's a very similar situation, and they've been a relatively successful team the last couple of years and more than enough quality to get the job done. So no doubt Chris Fagan will be preparing the team to be wary of that, not edge, particularly the first 10 or 15 minutes. But I want to go back to what you said about when the lights went out there. I mean, what did you think? Where were you and what did you think when the lights burst at the Gabba last Saturday night?
Yeah, but there was a bit of a bang, actually. So one of the power boxes outside the ground blew up, and then obviously then the lights went out. And they went out on one half of the ground, which was weird. So sort of half of it was not too bad and the other half was pitch black. So I was just in a corporate area watching the game, and then the phone started to go. I was talking to Gil, talking to Andrew Dillon, where does it all go, trying to understand what the rules were. So, I mean, the upside for us, at the very worst, it was the game had been, once you played a half, then the score stands. So that was some relief if we didn't get back on, because we were a bit worried that, hopefully it wasn't a draw because we felt we deserved to win. And then they said they had an hour to fix it. And I think it was 40 minutes and then back we came. But, I'm not sure we came out, but Melbourne did. And they were good for that last 12 minutes. And we were still in the rooms. But anyway, we got the 4 points, so that was good.
Yeah, I reckon you might have banked the 4 points before he came back out, the Brisbane Lions players, which is understandable in those circumstances. But does it mean now, and there was a story, I think Sam McClure was reporting somewhere, that the AFL have to tick off now on the Gabba before the Easter clash against the Magpies, which is a big deal, I imagine, for your footy club, because you probably sell that out for...
Look, it's pretty much already sold out. So, yeah, that is big. No, look, I think they will have a crew from Energex at the games every time now. But, look, I think it was a... hopefully it's a one-off. I know it happened similar in a Big Bash a couple of years ago, but they're pretty confident that everything's going to be okay. So, I'm sure the AFL will have a look at it, but I think that was a one-off and it won't happen again. So, we'll system to go for next week when we play the Pies.
I've heard Fags' take on this, but is 60 minutes too long to restart the game, considering we're dealing with athletes that have to stay in nick and warmth and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, I think it is, actually. I rang in, after a couple of days, I rang the AFL and had that exact conversation. I think half an hour is plenty. Like, you can't, especially at that time of the game, and it was really hot that night. It was still 28 degrees when we were playing, so it was, when the guys cooled down, they literally it cooled down. And so I think an hour was, you know, that prospect of an hour was too long. Half an hour should be enough. And anyway, they're going to have a look at that going forward. I mean, it is funny because you sort of, everyone gets up in arms and talks about it, but they're pretty rare, these sort of things. So, you know, there was a, I think there was a storm and a lightning stop over in Perth a few years ago.
Yep.
And but, you know, it's pretty rare. So I think half an hour is enough.
Just on football in Queensland, Gil was talking at a conference down here yesterday saying that whatever it costs, they're going to invest in the Suns, going to invest in the Giants, which is obviously not Queensland, but one of the expansion teams. Even though they're lost leaders at the moment for the AFL, and the growth is still to come in terms of national exposure and crowds and membership, that sort of stuff. How are you seeing football in Queensland in particular, Swanee, the growth of it and the viability of it?
It's going really well. I think it started when all the clubs came to Queensland. That gave us a real impetus. And then, you know, because we've been going reasonably well, you know, you just got to look at all the Auskick numbers and junior clubs, boys and girls, they've just exploded in Queensland. So that's, yeah, I think it's within the next year or two, we'll have more junior players and more clubs than in South Australia. So it's definitely growing. And, yeah, I think, yeah, the more invest. I mean, look, we are under attack now. The Dolphins have come in. They've gone better than we hoped. They're actually going really well.
Yeah.
And yeah, you know, so that means you've sort of got competition every week rather than just, so not just the Broncos now, who are going really well as also. So so there's a bit of, you know, there's a bit of competition there now, and yeah, you know, so the growth in the game and participation and everything else is real. And we have to keep investing to make sure that keeps happening.
There's lots of things exploding in Brisbane, the growth of the game and light towers as well.
That's right.
So just on that, I mean, there was one of the conversations on the back of last Friday night with the Broncos and Dolphins playing. And you're right, nobody expected the Dolphins to be doing what they're doing. So they've created a great level of interest and energy through the rugby league community, let alone the Brisbane rugby league community. But do you need to be mindful of that now, scheduling games, big games against Broncos and Dolphins games, or particularly when they're playing each other?
Yeah. Now I think, yeah, that was a bit of a quirk because of this Easter Thursday game. You got to work back, and that was the only night we could really play. And then obviously, yeah, it did clash with that derby. So yeah, that was a bit unfortunate. But yeah, we still had over 30,000 people there, so it was still a good crowd for us. And you know, they sold theirs out. I mean, I think the biggest problem was Michael O'Brien getting enough people to do all the catering at both grounds. So he had to sit in the queue for a bit longer to get a beer. But other than that, it was. Yeah, it did bastardise it a little bit. Probably cost us some people, but yeah, I'm pretty sure next year we won't be drawn on the same night as that.
And a lot of eyeballs in that game too. The ratings was through the roof for that NRL game in the Northern States. And just on the news today, Robbo's got a story in the paper today about the whole Hawks investigation thing, the Indigenous investigation that's going on at the moment, and a chance for mediation with Clarko and Jason Burt and Chris Fagan's been mentioned here in the aggrieved parties. Do you have any involvement with Fagan through this to help guide him through this, or what's your play in this?
Yeah, no, I talked to Fagan about it, but I must admit I hadn't even mentioned that this was happening or potentially happening, so I haven't spoken today, obviously, and I've only just seen that story myself, but it's pretty slow at the minute, so anything that might be able to speed the process up, I think everybody would be happy to, you know, be involved in that, but, you know, I don't know those circumstances, but yeah, but we talk about it, but yeah, at the moment he's focused on, obviously, trying to get us to win, so we'll see where that goes. But yeah, that's the first I've heard about that story.
Has it affected him, Swanee?
No, that's unfair. Yeah, it has. I mean, he certainly is keen to clear his name, and it's a distraction that he could do without. But I mean, he's been really good at just compartmentalising that and just concentrating on the team. We haven't noticed any different in, you know, his work, you know, what he's doing for us and everything else. But I'm sure, you know, it's always there in the background. I mean, even this, so he'll probably get asked about it again today or tonight. And
yeah.
So it's always there. But yeah, it's a distraction that he's handling really well.
What about from a footy club perspective? Has it given you a chance or made you reflect on your relationships and your cultural sensitivities with Indigenous players and the families through your time in Brisbane and going forward and putting in practices that avoid these scenarios in future?
Yeah, I think that is the main thing for us. Like, we obviously, what's happened in the past, you know, you can't do a lot about it. It is about what's happening now. And I mean, one of the AFL's funded all the clubs to have an Indigenous liaison officer. So Anthony Corrie, who used to play for us, he's our Indigenous liaison officer. So, and we've got, between the boys and the girls, we've got 9 Indigenous players. So we've got a pretty strong cohort there. So yeah, we just talk to Anthony about various things. We have meetings with the guys. So yeah, we're working hard in that space, and I'd like to think that everybody's really happy, and we're dealing with all the issues that need to be dealt with. So yeah, for us it's about what's happening going forward, and because what's happened in the past we can't do a lot about. But if there is anything out there, touch wood, so far nothing's happened in that space for us.
Greg Swan with us, the CEO of the Brisbane Lions, on Breakfast tonight. They're in action at Marvel Stadium, 7:20 against the Western Bulldogs. Check your local guides on that one. Who makes the decision, Swanee, about who enters the rooms and who doesn't?
It's the coach. It's the coach's domain. So Fags and Danny Daly had a bit of a chat about it, and then we just decided that they just didn't want to do it because they just thought it just compromised. It might only be a little bit. I don't think anybody was killing themselves over it, but we just decided that we just felt that it wasn't appropriate. I mean, Daisy, she works at Geelong, so that's the opposition. And I think if Nigel Lappin was coming in the rooms as one of Geelong coaches, we wouldn't probably let him in either. So anyway, that's what we've decided, and we'll get on with it tonight. I'm not sure it's going to make any difference to the result.
No, I don't think it's going to change the results, but it has been a talking point through the week, no doubt. So what do you need to do? I mean, I don't know your record against the Bulldogs at Marvel Stadium, and particularly given recent years that they've been a terrific team, the Bulldogs. What is the challenge looking like tonight?
Well, it's always the way with the Dogs. They've got a gun midfield, and they've got lobs back, so they've got some marking forwards that are always dangerous. Yeah, we've probably only played each other once a year lately. And, 2 years ago they knocked us off in a final up in the Gabba by a point. And yeah, we always have pretty good games against them. So yeah, as I said earlier, we expect their best, and their best is really good, obviously, because they've been perennial finalists, and they're just a bloody good team. So hopefully we're ready for the challenge.
You've been a bloody good team the last couple of years too, top 4 action. Is this the year you need to take a stand and get to a grand final?
Oh, look, it'd be nice. I mean, we're still a long way away. If you had asked me that last week, I would have said, we've got a long way to go. But, I think our best is pretty good. But, we're only round 2, so we've got a lot of work to do. But, we were happy with what happened in the off-season. We've, added some experience and obviously some good kids as well. So, with obviously Will winning the Rising Star this week. So, he's a really good player. And so we think we've got some tools there, but we just have to get consistent and get into that top 4 at the end of the year and give yourself a chance to go from there.
Yeah, Will's had a great initiation AFL footy, deserved Rising Star winner for this week. What about Josh Dunkley coming up against the old boys? Been a lot of conversation about him and his team, his former team, in the pre-season. Is he walking around with a cheeky or an anxious smirk today?
Oh, no, he's pretty relaxed, Josh. I hope he gets booed about 35 times or something. that'll mean he's going well. But he'll get a bit of a rev up tonight. But he's a pro, and he was really good last week. So I think he knows what to expect. They'll probably be a bit harder in the tackle and a few things against him. But he's a good player. He'll be fine. So he's looking forward to it.
Well, we're looking forward to the contest tonight at Marvel Stadium. The Bulldogs and the Lions kick off round 3, and look forward to seeing you on the Seniors Golf Tour very, very shortly, Swanee. Go get them.
Thanks, Arf. Good on you.
Good stuff. Greg Swan, the CEO at the Brisbane Lions, getting ready for the big game tonight. I think Josh Dunkley's been one of the very, very fine additions to that football club, and he'll be fine. He'll be fine tonight, but I wouldn't mind betting, a bit like Swanee said, that there'll be a little bit of attention at some stage from the opposition.